A heat wave that is expected to last most of next week has prompted British Columbia's government to warn people to prepare for sweltering conditions, but a repeat of the deadly 2021 heat dome isn't being forecast. The hot weather starting Sunday is expected to send temperatures into the high 30s in the province's south. After recent cooler weather and rain helped wildfire suppression efforts, Emergency Management Minister Bowen Ma said Thursday. Greater Victoria's forecast from Environment Canada calls for sunny skies through to Wednesday, with temperatures rising to 29°C by Sunday and 30°C on Tuesday and Wednesday. The average high for this time of year is 22°C. Temperatures will be lower in areas where wind sends cooler air inshore, Environment Canada said. Nanaimo is also expected to see highs of 30°C, while Port Alberni temperatures could hit 33°C. For anyone wanting to chase lower temperatures, Port Hardy's forecast calls for a 40% chance of showers and a high of 16°C Saturday, and with a high of 21°C on Sunday. On the island's west coast, temperatures could climb to 26°C in Tofino. The heat is expected to dry out provincial forests again, increase fire risks, and worsen the province's already severe drought levels, Ma said. While these elevated temperatures may pose risks, I do want to assure everyone that this upcoming heat event is not expected to be as extreme as the event that we faced in June and July of 2021, Ma said at a news conference. Nevertheless, it is critical that people understand the risks, prepare for the conditions and know where to access support. A review by the BC Coroner's Service said temperatures in parts of BC surpassed 40°C for days during the 2021 heat dome event, resulting in 619 heat-related deaths, most of them among elderly and vulnerable people in buildings without air conditioning. There were 55 deaths in the Island Health Region. The report said 98% of those who died were indoors and most lived in socially or materially deprived neighborhoods. Ma said a heat dome isn't being forecast this time because days are shorter and nights longer in mid-August. However, cooling centers will be open and residents should take precautions to stay out of the heat, drink water and limit activity. We are following the BC Heat Alert and Response Plan, and that means that government's health authorities, hospitals and community care sites are taking actions to prepare for the potential heat to keep people safe, she said. Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry said the hot weather forecast has health officials making preparations, and individuals should be doing the same. The message today is about preparation, she said. We can take care of each other. Ma urged people to be aware of rising temperatures in their homes and seek out cooling centers. Children or pets should not be left in vehicles, she said. When there is a heat event, we need everyone to take steps to keep themselves and their loved ones safe, said Ma. Let's take care of one another, check in on your loved ones and your neighbors, especially those who are vulnerable. She said BC's drought continues to be serious, with some forecasts suggesting the situation could continue until next year. This level of extreme drought has never been seen in this province before, Ma said. It is quite unprecedented. She said more than 80% of BC's water basins are listed as level 4 or 5 drought conditions. Level 4 means adverse ecosystem and socioeconomic impacts are likely, with conservation and local water restrictions in response. Level 5 means adverse socioeconomic and ecosystem impacts are almost certain and an emergency response is possible. Ma said the drought has reached the point where the government has plans to transport water to communities in need if required. We are largely building the ship as we are sailing it, she said. Forests Minister Bruce Ralston said the above-average temperatures will quickly dry out watersheds dampened by recent rainfall. He urged continued water conservation, saying his ministry is prepared to take regulatory action if too much water is being used. Ralston said 660 people remain on wildfire evacuation order, while about 4,000 people are on alert, with most living in central and southeastern BC. Since April, more than 1,700 wildfires have burned about 16,000 square kilometers, he said. The BC Wildfire Service said crews are keeping close watch on the backcountry after recent lightning storms raised the potential for smoldering fires to erupt as the hot spell arrives this weekend. Less than 5 millimeters of rain fell in parts of southern and southeastern BC, where wildfire danger ranges from moderate to extreme, and several blazes have resulted in evacuations or evacuation alerts. That includes two separate, nearly month-old wildfires on the east and west sides of Adams Lake, north of Chase, but the Wildfire Service said although evacuation orders from both fires still cover about 100 properties, power has now been restored to the evacuated area on the east side of the lake. West of Lillooet, evacuation orders have ended for the Seton Portage and Shalleth areas along Anderson and Seton Lakes as crews make headway on the 46-square-kilometer Casper Creek wildfire, which has destroyed one property since it was sparked on July 11. In northern BC, heavy rain means the nearly 6,000-square-kilometer Donnie Creek blaze, the province's largest ever wildfire, is no longer listed as a fire of note, but the Wildfire Service said it remains ranked as out of control. It's one of roughly 400 fires burning across BC, including about 200 considered by the Wildfire Service to be out of control, while 12, such as the fires at Adams Lake and west of Lillooet, are listed as fires of note, meaning they remain threatening or highly visible. With a file from the Times Colonist.